It is 4:17, let's say. Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Today's Wiki Corner, I should say, brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, did you hear that Sunday is National Egg McMuffin Day?
I heard someday was, yeah, it was coming up sometime.
Sunday. Because they are celebrating the Egg McMuffin's 50th birthday.
50. Delicious.
So on Sunday, you will be able to get an Egg McMuffin or Sausage McMuffin with Egg breakfast sandwich for just $1.
That's not bad.
But that's available exclusively through the McDonald's app. So you've got to have the app to get the deal. But that's not bad. And they're not adding any kind of surcharge for the eggs like a lot of other places are these days.
That's right. A lot of places doing
that. I don't know how they're doing that. I don't know how they're getting around that. I mean, I know they buy a lot of eggs, obviously.
Maybe they have their own chickens.
Oh,
did you think about that?
Chickens, maybe.
Might be.
So in 1970, a few McDonald's operators began to consider developing a breakfast menu for their U.S. restaurants. A guy named Herb Peterson, who was a franchise co-owner and operator of 6 McDonald's restaurants in and around Santa Barbara, California, believed that McDonald's needed a unique product to ensure a top-performing breakfast menu.
Yeah.
And so he came up with the Egg McMuffin in early 1971.
Great idea.
Peterson was said to like Eggs Benedict, so he worked to develop a breakfast item which was similar to it for the fast food chain. Ultimately, he decided that prepackaged hollandaise sauce just
didn't work.
Was gross, probably. Yeah. So he decided to replace it with a slice of cheese and add a slice of Canadian bacon.
Ooh.
And the McMuffin was born.
That's good.
Yes.
Good idea.
In another innovative move, Peterson also developed Teflon rings to give the fresh cracked eggs the perfectly round shape.
Oh.
For the Egg McMuffin.
They are perfect, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like I've tried to make them at home and they just...
You got
to
have the little rings to crack
good.
The egg into. Yeah.
But it's messier.
So in 1972, Peterson asked McDonald's owner Ray Kroc to come and take a look at something, but no matter how much Kroc asked, Peterson wouldn't say what it was, knowing that Kroc might have otherwise just dismissed the idea completely.
Okay.
But once Kroc tasted the sandwich, he was sold on it.
Was he really?
Yes. The Egg McMuffin was originally served open-faced on a buttered and toasted English muffin.
It is more like a
Benedict,
Eggs Benedict,
right?
Yeah.
Well, one reason it was served open-faced was that a small tub of jelly or honey was provided along with a knife. The sweet and savory approach did not catch on.
Nah.
But the first McDonald's corporate authorized Egg McMuffin was served at the Belleville, New Jersey McDonald's in 1972, and it cost 63 cents.
That's a good deal. Great breakfast, good deal.
The national rollout of the Egg McMuffin was completed in 1975. With the Egg McMuffin came the opening of the entire fast food breakfast market, because no other fast food restaurants had really done breakfast before this. By 1981, breakfast accounted for a full 18% of McDonald's sales.
Is it really?
Within the next few years, many competitors introduced their own breakfast offerings, realizing that the morning rush was a natural fit for fast food.
It's true.
Yeah. Approximately a quarter of all breakfasts that weren't eaten at home were eaten at a McDonald's by 1987.
Wow.
Just 11 years after the McMuffin was launched.
Wow.
McDonald's breakfast business had grown to an estimated $4 to $5 billion in annual revenues by 1993.
My golly.
Yeah. In 2015, the Egg McMuffin and other breakfast items started being served all throughout the day instead of serving them just until 10:30 or 11 in the morning.
Oh.
The move paid off because stores reported a significant bump in sales when they did that all-day breakfast.
Of course.
And profits skyrocketed.
Oh.
However, the all-day breakfast was phased out from menus at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020.
Why was that? Because that was a very exciting time for me.
That was, right?
Because I love the breakfast sandwiches.
I know.
And around 11 o'clock sometimes I'll be out and about by McDonald's and I'll be like, and then I'm like, they stopped serving breakfast at 10:30.
Yeah.
You can't go get it now.
Right.
They moved on to burgers.
I'm not sure why they stopped. But they should bring it back.
They should bring it back. It was a moneymaker for them.
Totally. Yeah. While the exact number of Egg McMuffins sold each year is not publicly available, estimates suggest that millions, if not billions, are sold every single year, making it one of McDonald's most popular breakfast items. In 2015, it was reported that the fast food chain purchases 2 billion eggs each year.
Jeez.
And McDonald's annual purchase alone equates to roughly 5% of the eggs produced in the United States.
You're kidding. 5% go to Those breakfast sandwiches at those McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's, and nothing else they serve has eggs. Like nothing in the afternoon.
No.
There's
no
eggs.
So.
No, there's anything on any of those things. So they're literally just, they sell those items in like a 5-hour window.
Yep.
Wild.
Yep.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Egg McMuffin, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so I thought we would play Breakfast in America.
Yes.
By Supertramp.
Great song. One of my faves. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Supertramp. It's Breakfast in America on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us why. Why did we just play that fantastic record?
Well, because we were talking about the Egg McMuffin in honor of Egg McMuffin Day.
Which is
Sunday.
Yes.
And you can get dollar McMuffins. On the McDonald's app.
You have to have the app, though.
On the app,
have to have the app. Mm-hmm. Let's recap three things we must go in today's Wiki Quote. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Egg McMuffins were inspired by Eggs Benedict.
It was originally served open face with a side of jelly or honey.
And McDonald's purchases around 5% of the eggs produced in the U.S.
That's insane.
That's crazy to think about. Maybe they do have their own chickens. I don't know.
So it was like over a billion eggs or something that they go through? Billion eggs.
2 billion.
2 billion eggs.
Each year.
Each year. My God, that's a lot.
That was in 2015. So, I mean, it may be more now. Who knows?
Who knows? All right. Folks want to learn more about the Egg McMuffin. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog.
Sure.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all up there. Plus, we do this live on the radio and we do it on Facebook live every day as well. You can see
sure
behind
do.
The scenes, hear the behind the scenes conversations. And then we archive it up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll see the entire archive up there. Be sure to like and subscribe. Made possible by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's been a great week. I mean, we've had some, I say a great week.
Yeah.
Two of them were inspired by death.
Yeah.
So don't take it the wrong way.
Right.
Roberta Flack, George Harrison, Grand Canyon National Park, Gene Hackman yesterday, and Egg McMuffin today. Ending on a good note with the Egg McMuffin for sure. Have a great weekend, all right? Back Monday 4:10.
Yes,
all
absolutely.
Right. Traffic, weather on the way on Legends 102.7.